News release. Nova Scotia Health Public Health. Nova Scotia Health Public Health is advising of a potential exposure to COVID-19 on one WestJet flight. In addition to media releases, all potential exposure notifications are listed here. http://www.nshealth.ca/covid-exposures. As Nova Scotia moves into a stage of living with COVID-19 as we go about our daily activities, there will be changes in how public health communicates COVID-19 public exposures. We will no longer be issuing exposures based on the risk levels of low, moderate, or high. We will be issuing COVID precaution notifications and COVID exposure notifications, where your self-isolation and testing requirements will be based on your vaccination status. COVID precaution notifications will be issued if there has been a potential exposure of minimal risk to the public. COVID exposure notifications will be issued when the public has had close contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID-19. Protecting the health of Nova Scotians is our priority and focus. Any decision is made carefully in consideration of the risk posed to the community. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. COVID exposure notification. Regardless of whether or not you have COVID-19 symptoms, those present on the following flight in the specified rows and seats are required to follow the self-monitoring, self-isolation, and testing instructions noted below based on your vaccination status. WestJet Encore 4731 traveling on September 12 from St. John's, 10:20 p.m., to Halifax, 12:09 a.m. on September 13. Passengers in rows 12 to 18, seats C, D and F. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 27. If you are fully vaccinated, your second dose of COVID-19 vaccine was 14 or more days before the date of the exposure. You are not required to self-isolate or to be tested, unless you develop symptoms. Self-monitor for symptoms of COVID-19 for 14 days from the exposure. Symptoms include a new or worsening cough, and two or more of the following: fever, i.e. chills, sweats, shortness of breath, sore throat, runny nose, nasal congestion, or headache. Anyone who develops symptoms is required to self-isolate, book a COVID-19 test, and stay isolated until you receive a negative test result. If you are not fully vaccinated, you have only had one dose of COVID-19 vaccine or have not received any COVID-19 vaccine, you are at risk of contracting COVID-19. Immediately self-isolate, whether or not you have symptoms. Book a COVID-19 test. Book a second COVID-19 test 6 or 7 days after the exposure. You can stop isolating after 7 full days only if this test is negative and you have no symptoms. Please avoid contact with immunocompromised people, i.e. nursing homes. A third test is recommended on day 14. If you choose not to be tested on day 6 or 7, you must isolate for a full 14 days from your most recent exposure. Testing continues to be strongly recommended after initial exposure and on day 14. For those who require testing, to book your COVID-19 test visit https://covid-self-assessment.novascotia.ca/n or call 811 if you don't have online access or if you have other symptoms that concern you. When booking your test online, please select the reason for testing as, I was at one of the exposure sites at the date and time identified in a recent public health public service announcement or letter where testing was recommended. Please note, please get tested at a COVID-19 testing center or public health mobile unit. Do not go to a pop-up rapid testing location. Anyone who is traveling within Canada into Nova Scotia, from outside of Prince Edward Island and Newfoundland and Labrador, must follow the provincial travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details at https://novascotia.ca/reopening-plan/phase-4/anyone who is traveling from outside of Canada into Nova Scotia must follow the federal travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details at https://travel.gc.ca/travel-covid-f. If you are not fully vaccinated, please visit https://novascotia.ca/coronavirus/book-your-vaccination-appointment/or call 1-833-797-7772. When Nova Scotia Health Public Health makes a public notification, it is not in any way a reflection on the behavior or activities of those named in the notification. All Nova Scotians are advised to continue monitoring for COVID-19 symptoms and are urged to follow public health guidelines on how to access care. Up-to-date information about COVID-19 is available at novascotia.ca/coronavirus.